Om Shanti. Good morning. So today is morning of the 21st of December 2019. Baba says, sweet children, you souls have to charge your batteries with the powers of yoga and knowledge, and thereby make yourselves satopradhan, not by bathing in water. Sweet children, you souls have to charge your batteries with the powers of knowledge and yoga, and thereby make yourselves satopradhan, not by bathing in water. So what do you think? What does souls charging your batteries mean? Let's share first. Yes. What else? Anyone else?
Increase the eight powers of the soul.
Yes, increase the eight powers of the soul. We have to charge our batteries by becoming more soul conscious. What else? Share, sister. So when we say Baba has come to give us the power of yoga, he says we are charging our batteries. Baba is the powerhouse. So we can only connect now. We know the knowledge. Baba has given us so much knowledge, so much secrets. And we know that we are souls. We were ever pure, we were satopradhan. And then we came down the ladder, or down the cycle. All these are secrets that Baba has given us. Or Baba talks about the tree. The tree, Baba is down the seed, and then the trunk. We know that the trunk is the golden and silver ages. And then comes all the branches. And all the different religions come in. And so Baba tells us all these deep secrets, which we were all maybe, I don't know about you, but personal experiences, I was searching also, wondering which religion is the best. So now Baba has come to show us, well, all are best. You need all to become what you are now. That's why Baba says, those who did the most devotion are those who will also recognize him at the end. Why? Because we are the ones who searched for him the most. From copper age, we've been searching for him. So much. We did so much. Maybe even went to Kashi. Maybe one of us went to Kashi as well. So we searched for him so much. And then, at the end, he comes and gives us the truth. So what we were searching for, we were searching for the truth. So the batteries, I give the example of the moon as well. The battery is the soul that was fully charged, fully light. And what has happened? As it came down the cycle, it has discharged. So now it became 2 degrees less silver age, then around copper age, 50 degrees or more. And at the end now, it's like crescent form. Baba says he comes when the light is still a little bit, we don't go completely off. A little bit is left. So you've been suffering so much from copper age when the kingdom of Ravan came. So we've been suffering so much, so Baba comes and makes us connect with the truth. And so our batteries now become charged. How much we charge is how much we personally recognize the Father, understand him, and take power and do his service. So Baba says we need to connect to him, and how he tells us is we have to connect with all relationships as well. We know all the relationships Baba has told us to connect to him. And so we connect in these different relationships. So this is how one of the forms of the power of yoga. Another one is the soul. When we connect to him, we also not only connect to him, Baba says you need to give sakash. So we need, once we've taken power from him, that's why we wake up early, that's why we go to the powerhouse early morning, Amrit Vela. I give the example again. Baba says, he's the father for all souls. But we are his special chosen children. Do you feel special? Are you really feeling special? Do you feel so fortunate? We are so fortunate. We are so special. And we have to recognize that. We are so special. And another thing Baba says, I have handpicked you wherever you are. Can you imagine where you are? You're the only one maybe who has knowledge. Do you ask yourself how special you are? So Baba says, connect with him. And at Amrit Vela, when you connect to him, you've taken power. And that is the time, he says, when you come and you are there, and whatever you ask for, I will give you. So that is the time to charge. And in turn now, he uses us to touch out to the other souls. Because Baba cannot do it alone. He needs hands. He needs the children. And that's why you are the handful out of multi-millions who have been chosen by the Father himself. So how fortunate are we? So then he's given us how to connect. You know, he's given us the three words, the five forms, and he tells us to spin the discus. So if you want to have certain powers, like go to the land of peace, where do we go? We go to Shantivan. If we want to go, have happiness, where do we go? Suktam. Yes, we go to this golden age. And then he tells us, what do we do when we are Brahmins? What form he wants us to take now? Angelic form, yes. So he wants us to practice all these different forms. Yeah. So when he comes, we are in the godly clan. And then we will go to which clan? Paramdham, yes. And which clan after that? The deity clan. Yeah. And then after that, what do we do when we come down the cycle? Which clan do we go into? No, Dachans, what? Baba gives three forms. Yeah, all is right, but he gives three forms. He talks about the godly clan, talks about the deity clan, and then talks about the devilish or ravens clan. So we are spinning the discus of self-realization. So he is giving us yoga that we become very, very elevated. We are very high, and we connect with him. It's no more a connection that is physical, but it is a spiritual connection. Yeah. So another thing about the power of yoga is our frequencies. When we connect with the power of yoga, we go on a very high frequency. Yeah. So all the different, there are all sorts of frequencies from earth, from the corporeal to the top. That's why Baba says, your thoughts are faster than what? What does Baba say? What are our thoughts faster than? When we talk about the power of silence and the power of science, I'll give you a hint. What are our thoughts faster than? Rockets, yes. So our thoughts are faster than rockets. So whatever thought we may have, that's why we should recognize also the power of thought. Now is the time where we should have only good thoughts, good, pure thoughts, pure feelings, pure words, and pure deeds. We should recognize the confluence age. This is the only time when we'll have all of this. And then after that, what happens to us? We forget everything. Yeah, we forget everything. And so now Baba comes to remind us. And that's why he says we need to charge our battery so that he makes us very, very elevated. So what about the power of knowledge? What does the power of knowledge do to us? We've said already, because you cannot only have knowledge, you cannot only have yoga and think that you've made it. We need both together. We need both the power of knowledge and the power of yoga together so that we get maximum benefit. No? So what does the power of knowledge do to us? What do you think? Let's share.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So knowledge gives us the basic information, because Baba has come to give us the truths, and he's also come to tell us who we are. We forgot who we are. We thought we are these bodies. We say human beings, but we remain the human. We do not be the being. We remain the body. We became very body conscious. So Baba reminds us that we are souls, and we souls, we are incorporeal like the Father. So we come from the soul world and we come and play our roles. We are not these bodies. We are souls. It's very, very deep what Baba says. Yeah? And so he says you have to win the medal of victory. And how do you win the medal of victory. Baba says you need to spin the discus of self-realization. Yeah? You need to transform yourself with these weapons of knowledge that he has given us. And before, even now, in the physical form, we have our memorials, Baba says. And our memorials are what? Yes. Exactly. In the temples, we have all the deities, and they are all holding weapons. Those weapons are what? Exactly. Yes, exactly. Those weapons are not weapons that we need to go and fight out there, like they use in the world of science, but or like he said in the Sunday Muli, where you have the commander in the army with all their weapons. Our weapons are the knowledge, yeah, that he has given us. He's given us, told us what the powers are, what the virtues are. He's told us about ourselves, the soul. He's told about himself, his biography, which we did not know. We used to worship, we used to look for him. He says, no, I don't want you to worship. I don't want you to do that, because you are what? You are Master Almighty's authority. He's given you titles. He says you are the ancestor souls. You are the one who has come down. You are the one who has created. You have been creating this world. So you are the ones, not others. So you have to realize that. You also are the ones who took the longest birth, and you stayed the most on this planet. And you are also the ones who will come first. And you will come then also first again. So Baba tells us about the cycle. He tells us about 5,000 years. So very, very, very deep secrets. And that's why Baba says he has to give us little knowledge. No? Because it's sometimes you cannot understand if you're not very deep and connected with him. And if you, the main thing here is faith in the Father, and the faith in yourself, and then faith in the Brahmin family. He's given us such a wonderful family. See, when you come to Pandabhavan, how beautiful it is. We meet each other. We are so far away, or those who are in Bharat, but you feel so connected. You feel you belong here. It means it's like home. Baba says you come home. So it's not like just because we're no more connected with color, name, fame, profession. It doesn't matter anymore. The main thing here is the soul. How am I? What am I doing? How am I transforming myself so that I can go back well and also claim a high status? This is the beneficial age, Baba says. So whatever we do, we have to benefit. Not only ourselves, but who? Everybody else. So then Baba talks about drama. It's another big topic Baba talks about. And now we know that when you understand drama, Baba says you remain unshakable and immovable. Why? Yes, drama repeats itself, and then? Yeah, remain detached and be a detached observer. Yes, what else? Drama is fixed. What else?
Drama is beneficial. That's why you should remain detached and see.
Yes, Baba says drama. You have to understand that also. What the key behind it is also. Baba says you, the soul, you have journeyed down the cycle, no? And what has happened to you? You've become very weak and tired. No? You've become very weak and tired, so that's why he's saying we need to charge ourselves, charge our batteries. And in turn, he says, we now understand, the understanding's there. That's why I like the last muli we had, where he talks about, Baba comes to speak about the muli. And M is manan, he said. Connect with your mind. And U was? Understanding. And R was? Reading. L, listening. And I, imbibing. So I took those points which are very important. So we need to go through the muli. And muli makes our mind become like Baba. He wants us to be constantly in connection with him. And when we are constantly in connection with him, the mundane things doesn't come in. Because they are very powerful. Baba says he's given the power to Ravan. He says in one muli, he says, I even give him the order. I was like, okay. Yeah, he says he gives him the order. So you can imagine, Ravan is as powerful, but now, of course, Baba is the most powerful. So we become very weak. And when situations come, what we do? We need to use our virtues and powers. No? So when a situation comes, we know that it is something that will pass. We know that we use our powers of tolerance, powers of understanding, powers of patience, powers to forgive. All this is our powers. Yeah? And the virtues is, Baba gives us the titles, our titles we just spoke about. Our virtues is that now we have to be very sweet, very royal. We are becoming, we are going to golden age, yeah? We are going to a kingdom. So now is the time also when Baba doesn't come to create subjects. Baba says he creates kings only, okay? So what are we going all to become? Kings. So to become kings, what you have to do? Not only Rajyog, yeah, that's the key, but what you have to do to become a king? What do you have to create? Yes. Subjects. You need to create your subjects. You won't be able to rule alone. No? So that's why Baba, that's why service comes in very important. So he's given us different methods of service. Not only Sakash, which we've spoken about, but also when we speak, our actions. So Baba, remember, you're on a drama, you're on a stage right now. So Baba says, all the time you're on the stage, so you're being scanscoped. Yeah, everyone is watching you and seeing what you're doing. So we are examples. Remember, you're an ancestor soul. And we are getting very, very, very elevated knowledge from the Father Himself. Can you imagine God is teaching you? Have you ever thought about it? We just think of it, it's become plausible, you know, like, oh, it's God, yeah, but it's God here. Even if maybe don't want to say the word God, maybe say Baba is better, because then you have more a connection, a sweet connection. You know, when you have God, it's like something down far away. So that's why we say Baba, so that we have this, oh, this is Baba Himself, this is my Father. So the relationship is different. But we need to be aware of that. The awareness is very important. So then Baba says, I'll go back so that we... The form of power, Baba said, was, he comes to give us the lessons, just to rewind again. The form of power is the lesson of the soul, the lesson of God Himself, His biography, who He is, what He does, His task, and ours is the same. So, as is the Father, so is children. This we used to read in Bhakti so much, and it is a reality now. Another example, he used to say, when God comes, He has to find you in such a way that you are ready to receive Him. And I used to say, when God comes, I want to be among the few who recognize Him. That was my biggest wish. I'm sure there are many also around like that. That was my, I want, always say that I want to recognize Him. And then he speaks of the drama, and he speaks about 84 birds. So all those are our forms of weapons that he uses to, so that we can become victorious. So going back again to the, so what Baba says in the essence today, he says, sweet children, you souls have to charge your batteries with the powers of knowledge and yoga, and thereby make yourself satupradhan, not by bathing in water. When he says not by bathing in water, what does he mean? Yes. So Baba has come to tell us, so that we recognize that by going and drinking the water in the Ganges or any spiritual so-called in the rivers, they say that you will receive liberation. Baba says there's nothing like that. The one that you get is from Him Himself. So now we have to dip ourselves in the lake of Gansarova. Gansarova? So we have to dip ourselves in that, so that we take all the knowledge from Him, and then only we can wash ourselves and we become pure, and then we can go on our journey. So this thing about drinking water, or before somebody leaves the body, they make them drink the water of Ganges, or going to the holy places like in the devotion. In the Roman Catholic, they go to different pilgrimage places, they pray, they kneel down, they do charity, they give donations. All that, Baba says, you did it. You did it, the maximum actually. But then now you've recognized and we don't want to do it anymore because we did so much, but still we didn't see. There was only a small temporary happiness, which is true. Temporary happiness for a short time you felt, and then you were back to square one. So that's why we kept on. If really there's a God and He does all this, but why aren't we getting, why is there so much suffering? Why is there so much sorrow? But now we understand that it's our own creation. So we dip ourselves in knowledge and we don't need to drink anymore all this water and go to the rivers. Anyway, Baba says the highest pilgrimage place is where? Madhavan, Mount Abu Madhavan, yes. So we are coming every year, those who can make it, very fortunate, you come in to the pilgrimage place here and Baba says you get a lift, you get courage, you get all the powers and Baba gives you the maximum. So, any more you'd like to say? So that is more what Baba says, that we need to recognize so that we take the maximum benefit. And as we are here now, I'd like to share one more thing with you. And I'll send it maybe through WhatsApp. From Vedanti Ben is the RC of Africa. And she sent, I don't know if all of you know, but she got a prize for peace because she's trying to do so much all over the world, different projects and all. And now she sent something else again. And before I go, I'd like to share this with you. She says, "Dear sisters and brothers, Om Shanti and greetings of the season from Vedanti Ben. Today, I am sharing you with Babdada's special message as below. On the 17th December 2019, Babdada's message, today at Amrit Vela, I went to give thanks to Babdada. I told Babdada, the whole year has been a year of success. So thank you for everything." Why she said that is because she brought up a project of where we have Pause for Peace. So Pause for Peace means the project was 15 minutes. We went round speaking to the different schools, university, town, slums, everywhere, or the whole of Africa, different countries, where we had 15 minutes in different areas, and then gave a small 15 minutes meditation to all the souls. So many were touched. And this is something very big. So how do you touch out to all the souls? So many times we stay in our centers. But this was like a project where we went also on radio, on TV. So it was reaching out to a lot of souls. So a lot of server was done, not only in Africa, but also in many other countries. So Seychelles was the 29th country, for example, when they were going around. So she says, Babdada said, to make 2020 even more successful, Babdada is giving a program for everyone. Okay? Whoever does will achieve. Babdada is giving an invitation to the subtle region, to all the children for going into silence for 3 days, according to each one's convenience. Come and become full. Whatever you need from the Father, you can take with an open heart. Make such groups and do a bhati in which you give up your phone, no talking, and think only that is necessary. Take the happiness of being with the Father in the subtle region. Whatever you do, eat, drink, sleep, move around, just go on saying Baba Baba and only Baba. Okay? We have planned yoga bhatis for 15 days as per below dates. This will be a bhati of silence, free from mobile phones, and thinking only that which is necessary. Whoever wants to join, please let us know which slot you are joining. Each one has a choice where they would like to do this for 3 days. Silence yoga bhati, whether in the center or at home. So she gave dates, 17 to 19, 20 to 23rd. All this is December, 23rd to 25th, 26th to 28th, and 29th to 31st. What we are fortunate to have received the below inspirations for this silence party from Daddy Junkie and Nivea Bai. Inspirations from Daddy Junkie: three types of experience in silence, loving and detached. Baba's work is happening with the power of silence, transformation of the atmosphere. Baba wants us to transform the atmosphere that brings happiness in everyone. Happiness is like a diet, and it comes through this type of bhatis. The word peace is liked in silence, otherwise we waste time in wasteful thinking. Inspiration from Nivea Bai: explore three things. What is silence? What effort did Brahma Baba make towards silence? Whatever we want in this silence, go into the depth, become an embodiment, and remain in that experience. When you practice this, you will get a good experience of the stage of becoming like the Father. So I will send this to brother. There's some more here. So she says that we need to practice. And as you see, even the youth groups now are also more in silence. So more and more, I feel, and the 2-3 years I've been coming to Madhuban, I feel more and more we need to go into silence. And we will, because that's the only way when transformation will take its final stage. Om Shanti.